My first book, and I've mentioned this before, was a book titled You're a Better Parent Than You Think. It was when I was a full-time psychologist at the Mental Health Center in Columbiana County in Ohio. Columbiana County was a very poor county. I have since found out that Route 30, which bisects Columbiana County, was the dividing line for President Johnson's war on poverty. Yeah, below Route 30, south of Route 30, was considered Appalachia. And yes, it was very poor. And I was there many, many years. And at some point, I became the go-to guy for parents. And one of the things that I saw, which I was not prepared to see from my grad school education, was the confusion, the insecurity, the lack of authority, the second guessing, the lack of confidence among otherwise very loving, good parents. They were trying so hard to be psychologically correct. You know, now that the experts are on the scene, we know so, so much better how to raise children because they're so much smarter than we lay parents. And I saw this, parent after parent after parent. Discipline problems, self-confidence problems, fear of making decisions. It was absolutely ubiquitous. For those of you who didn't take Latin, that means everywhere. So my first book was geared toward that, talking about how the notion of psychological correctness has done a lot of damage to parents. Overthinking, overanalyzing, over-talking, over-negotiating, over-analyzing, and under-enjoying. It was pervasive. I wrote the book, and I had never even written so much as an article. The only thing I'd really written was my dissertation, my PhD dissertation. Sent it off with high hopes. Everybody telling me, no chance, no chance. Send it to a bunch of New York publishers. Yeah, right. They're going to publish a book from some guy who's never so much as even written an article, and he's a psychologist in a mental health center in a small town in Ohio. Yeah, that's not exactly who they pick. Best I can figure out is that book struck a nerve with the acquisitions editors at a big publisher called Prentice Hall. Prentice Hall was known for their publishing of academic books. Very, very big supplier of books to school systems. So, I couldn't believe it. The advantage of being in this business as long as I have is you can personally see trends, societal trends, generational trends. So, at one end, back in my early days as a shrink, when I was a young shrink, a shrinkling, if you will, I saw parents undercut, fearful, second-guessing, because they just wanted to be psychologically correct and do it all so well, according to the experts' notions and ideas, which, by the way, the experts don't agree, they're all over the map. And now what I've noticed, and it came to me today, as I've seen so many parents in this situation, parents of adult children. What I'm seeing is that the kids who are now raised, a percentage of them, and I believe it has to be a percentage higher than ever before, are turning on their parents. Their parents are the source of their problem. The way they were raised set them on a trajectory for their struggles in life. And then it hit me. It hit me. Not only did psychological correctness upend a lot of very solid, confident parenting when it first came on the scene, now it is continuing to do so with the adults who were raised when psychological correctness came on the scene, because they're turning on their parents and saying, you didn't do it right. Your parenting was deficient. It wasn't psychologically proper. That just hit me today. But it's generational. At one end, you had the parents trying to be psychologically correct, and then a generation or two later, you got the grown kids saying you weren't psychologically correct. And you're to blame for how I'm running my life now. You're the blame for the way you raised me. And in so many cases, the parents didn't do anything wrong. It's the kids deciding they did. If the parents did anything wrong, it was that they were human. With all of our faults and failings, with all of our having to make judgments that sometimes didn't work out. If you're worried about being human, this whole child-rearing thing's going to mess you up. Because you can always go, did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? How did I screw it up? I thought I was doing good. And look, the kids are telling me how wrong I was. The kids are telling me I did this to them and I did that to them. What is going on? So psychological correctness has burned more than one generation.